In baseball, some of the biggest talk in the offseason concerned the strike zone. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's about time umpires followed the letter of the law.
We have had this unusual situation for years in which the baseball strike zone has not been real. It has instead been a fanciful whimsy. Oh, it was all spelled out carefully in the rule book, as thoroughly as you would say be advised how to draw a map of the state of Maryland. But umpires started monkeying around with absolutes. So sometimes the baseball strike zone has resembled Maryland as Nova Scotia, or sometimes Maryland as Uruguay, all depending on the umpire's mood that day. The strike zone had become an athletic version of modern art, of freeform poetry, of situational ethics. Indeed, the upper part of the strike zone long ago simply disappeared altogether. It was as if the entire fifth act of Hamlet was just eliminated from all productions, and furthermore, nobody thought that strange. Also, the width of the strike zone morphed. Some pitchers, notably it seems those playing for the Atlanta Braves, were permitted to throw the ball to first base, and that was deemed within the strike zone. Umpires vamped, ad-libbed, mixed and matched, and generally turned the strike zone into a warm and elusive metaphysical thing. And incredibly, even though we could all see this quite clearly on slow-mo instant replay, everybody just sort of accepted this. Oh, wither the strike zone, occasionally a disgruntled player would cry out, or pitchers would sometimes say they were searching for the strike zone, rather as Peter Pan did when he lost his shadow. But even the angriest of vulgar men, those who would spit tobacco juice into salt water coolers should a fair ball be deemed foul, would become very gentle and not at all judgmental when it came to the strike zone. It did not matter, you see, if the strike zone had any relationship to that rectangular domain described with such specificity in the sainted rule book. No, all that mattered was that the avatar behind the plate was consistent. It was as if some football referees would choose to play with 8-yard first down markers and others required you to go to 15, only you wouldn't know until after the game began. Never mind. As long as the arbiter was consistent, baseball was happy. When we think about it now, it was all quite mad. Well, this year, baseball has finally decided that it is going to try something unique and play by the rules. Umpires in the Grapefruit League and in the Cactus League have been meeting with the players regularly, rather like the lions lying down with the lambs, discussing this bizarre turn of events. Listen now, guys. Henceforth, a ball will be a ball and a strike will be a strike. But oh my, suppose this subversiveness moves outside of baseball and actually obeying the law spreads into the rest of the world. You will have to obey the speed limit. If it says 55, it doesn't mean it's okay to drive 70 as long as you do it consistently. There will be no more money-back guarantees, no more promises of easy on, easy off, no more college ringers called student athletes, no more mulligans in golf. And everyone really will have to turn off their cell phones when they're told to in public places. Because it's 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out at the old ball game. Really now, really.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.